We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Fitness instructor Melissa Bamford is known for her high-energy classes and her ability to build communities. Now, Kristen Yates says she's bringing those skill sets to her own studio, Grit Group Fitness, set to open soon on Poplar Avenue.
For Bamford, opening her own studio is the culmination of years of work. A former University of Memphis sociology professor, she balanced academia with leading group fitness classes. During that time, she drew a loyal following, especially at the Kroc Center, where she later became fitness manager. Grit Group Fitness will offer a wide range of Les Mills classes, high-energy, choreographed group workouts designed to deliver results through movement and music. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Kristen Yates.
Comeback Coffee announced its downtown Memphis coffee shop will be closing April 11th. Jennifer Chandler says while the coffee shop at 358 North Main Street will be closing, Comeback Beverage Company will continue operation.
Comeback Coffee will continue to supply its locally roasted coffees to shops like JoJo's Espresso and Byway Coffee. Its coffee sodas and roasted coffees will be available in stores across Memphis, as well as nationwide in retail shops and for online shopping. During the next month, Comeback's menu will include some of the shop's most popular beverages that have been served throughout the years. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Jennifer Chandler.
More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Don't. took it for granted. Now I'm all lonely. Could have loved on somebody else. You could have wasted another girl's time, but you wasted mine. Well, I'll just find me another love. Why did you have to be so green to me? We could have shared all the things that's coming. All I wanted was to love you. Now I'm swimming in this greenery alone. Oh, how you miss your chance. No coming back. The things that you said and did. Why did you have to be so green to me? Now I'm swimming in this greenery alone. Oh, alone, oh, alone, alone, oh, alone, oh, alone, ooh, alone. That's what I made you think. Forget I got family. By the sun of day or night, always there by my side. Never skipping a beat, also near and dear to me. Never thought that you would cheat. Can't even believe it, no, no, no. You could have wasted all of her time, but you wasted mine. Well, I'll just find me another love. Why did you have to be so great to me? We could have shared all the things that's coming. All I wanted was to love you. Now I'm swimming in this greenery alone. Oh, how you miss your chance. No coming back. The things that you said and did. Why did you have to be so great to me?
That's what Bobby Womack said. How do two hearts bump together? It's not a tale of black and white. Let you
Happy, happy, happy to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Today is the day. Today is that day, y'all. We're so grateful to God for allowing us to be here on WYXR 91.7, Raised by the Sound. Definitely, we are raised by the sound, y'all. My name is Dr. Talisa Franklin. I'm super excited to be here with you today. And I have an amazing guest. And I just want to do this because I think I need to do this. Many of you all know, may not know, that my affectionate, my brother, Pastor Ricky Floyd, he was a guest here on the show a few months ago. And I want to read this official statement, and then we're going to do a moment of silence for him, my brother. On behalf of the family, it is with deep sorrow that we announce the passing of Pastor Ricky D. Floyd, a beloved husband, pastor, community leader, father, and son. His unwavering dedication to our community and his profound impact on the lives of those he touched will be remembered and cherished. During this difficult time, we kindly ask for your patience and understanding as we make the necessary arrangements to honor the life and legacy. Please give the family the time that they need to mourn. We will communicate the details of the memorial service and final arrangements as soon as they are finalized. Thank you for your support and your prayers during this time of mourning. I am the media liaison for my friend, my brother, the late Pastor Ricky D. Floyd. My number is 901-281-6337. We'll definitely be giving out more information later. But I definitely solicit your prayers for his wife, his children, the grandchildren, the church, and everybody that loved him. Because if you knew Pastor Floyd, he was a man that was truly easy to love. You know, there's a song we sing in church. Say, you're easy to love. He's that guy. He's easy to love. All right, y'all. I just want to do that. I love him. I love him. And I'll probably show some clips of him later. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all follow my Facebook page, Dr. Talisa Franklin. And I'll be sharing more information about my brother and our friend of the entire city, state, and the world, Dr. Ricky D. Floyd. We love him. We love you. All right, y'all, he would want me to do this because this is all about the children. Because if you guys know him, he led the Husband Institute, making sure young boys got what they needed to know how to be great men. So y'all young boys that listening to me, remember all the good things a pastor told you. All right, don't y'all forget it. Remember all those great seeds that he's sown into you. Now you blossom them up. All right, y'all, let's jump into this show. I am super excited to have a young lady that is literally doing transformative work in the community. She's all about how do she serve our community. And I don't know about y'all. We need more people that have a heart of servants that really want to serve the community and doing things that move our community that's invested. And so we have the founder, the CEO of Mentoring with a Vision and the children and the young people. So I can't wait to talk to them, y'all. But so y'all welcome the one, the only Dr. Burks. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us today.
It is a pleasure. So Dr. Burks, I know who you are. Will you share with our listeners on WYXR 91.7 who is Dr. Burks?
Sure, I will do that. So I'm Dr. Angelica Burks. I am a native Memphian. I graduated from Southside High School in 1995. Go Scrappers. I know y'all are out there listening, right? So I also graduated from the University of Memphis, bachelor's, master's, doctorate, and I am a teacher by trade. I have been a teacher by trade for over 20 years in various capacities, public education and also higher ed.
Wow. And so tell us, what is your passion of starting this organization?
Well, just being in the classroom for many years and being in other positions within the school district, also in higher ed, I realized that students were missing a great deal of things. And those things consisted of conflict resolution, life skills, professional skills. just things of that nature, to show them how to be able to go into the workforce, how to be able to get along with individuals, how to just be within the world without conflict, or if you are in a conflict, how to resolve that conflict without being violent, right? We see a lot of that in Memphis, you know, in the world, period, right? And so just teaching them how to be better individuals was my goal.
And, you know, I think about, we see so many young people, they don't know how to handle conflict resolution. And I always say, having an 18-year-old, and we talk all the time, social media has so much to do with how they handle things, because they want to be seen as going viral. Kind of talk to me about that.
A lot of times, you know, like you just said, students, they spend a lot of time on social media, and they try to mimic what they see. They think that that's cool. They think that if I do this, it's positive. And so we talk a lot within Mentoring with a Vision in our sessions about choosing the right friends, being around the right people. Because, you know, if you are around someone who is negative, in most cases, you're going to do negative things. Mm-hmm. So surrounding yourself with people who are positive is the goal, should be the goal.
And, you know, how long have you been really impacting these children in which you've been serving?
So this is our fourth year. Our first year, we worked with just sixth grade, and then the next year, seventh grade. And so now this year, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. We are community partners with Junior Achievement, and so we use Junior Achievement's curriculum to teach a lot of lessons to the students regarding conflict resolution, life skills, professional skills as well.
I love it. And so I see we have some of our students. They're in the room, baby. Students in the room. So young lady, tell us your name, and tell us what's your experience with Mentoring with a Vision.
My name is Lauren, and what I experienced in Mentoring the Vision is a lot of life lessons that I really need that we don't learn in school, and things that I really need to know.
I love it. So tell us, what grade are you, Lauren?
Six.
Oh, man, you had a pivotal time of your life to learn, because you got six more years in high school. Then you got those other years in college. You're a superstar, girl. Mm-hmm. So tell us, when considering employment, because we need to talk about that, because you'll be starting to work in a few years. When you're considering employment, what does it mean to be a professional?
It means that you, like, know your job and you know what you're doing. Like, you're a pro at what you're doing.
Okay. So, y'all, let me tell you, I have a few questions. I'm going to ask all these young people, because I'm kind of curious to know how they have broadened their experience of life, right? And so tell us, you know, how does your background or the people you interact, your friends, your buddies, your girls, important being considered for employment? How important is that?
It's very important, because they influence what you do and about if you, like, want to be like them and they do something bad, it's going to be, like, really important on your background and people will know.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that you said that, because young friends have the right to pull you or push you, right?
Yes.
And with you having these best practice and these tools, you know what to do and what not to do so that you can be successful. So I'm super excited about your success. Let me get another one of the young people, because I want to make sure all of our young people be heard, be sound. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR, and I can't wait for them to go back and hear themselves on the radio, y'all. They're going to be really tripped out. I promise you they are, right? Hello there, young man. How are you?
Good.
Good. Tell me a little bit about you, baby.
I go to Craigmont Middle School, and I play for the basketball team and the football team.
Football, basketball, ooh, it takes a lot to do that. So tell me, how is Mentoring with a Vision has changed your life thus far? And what's your name?
My name is Kendall, and Mentoring with a Vision helps us with life skills and the amazing person.
Yeah.
Miss Dr. Burks.
You know what, young people, y'all, they're nervous, and I get
Everybody just can't sit down and talk on a microphone. Let me just be real.
Right.
So, Kendall, it's okay, baby. If my son was here, he'd be doing the same thing. He'd been seeing his mama be on the microphone for a long time. He don't like this either, okay? But so, Kendall, why don't you just answer this? How does your friends influence your decisions?
If, like, somebody's trying to be a follower with their friends, it makes, like, if they, like, try to get a job, it makes their job look bad because it makes their record look bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kendall, I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what you're doing. I want you to stay committed to basketball, football. You got a cool basketball coach, too, I must admit, okay? I've been in his church before. But I'm just excited to see you, young man. You know that you have the power to change your friends, right? If you see a friend that's doing something that you know that ain't what you've been taught, that's not right, you have the power of influence. You are an influencer, so I'm depending on you. I'm sure Dr. Burks and the team is depending on you to be that influencer to tell others how important it is in making the right choices. One thing I tell my son every time he left out the house, make the right choice, make the right choice, make the right choice. And life is all about choices. Kendall, thank you. Give me my other baby. Y'all, let me tell you, we have some amazing, smart children that is in the studio with us today. I'm super excited about them. Hello there. Hey there, pretty girl. Tell us your name and tell us how is your impact of mentoring with the vision been for your life?
My name is Brooke, and it helps us, like, learn new things that our teachers don't, like, tell us, and it's helped us with life throughout school.
Yes, yes. And it helped you throughout school. So tell me this. How important is it for you to choose the right friends?
It is important because you, it can, like, when you with your friends and they, acting out and other people might reflect and say that you like you just like them and they won't believe you.
That's cool.
That's good. That's good. And so what does a day in the life of you look like, right? Once you go to school, you get to be with Mentoring with a Vision. Tell me what that feels like. What breath of fresh air, how refreshing that is for you.
It's like, can I ask, like, what you mean by that?
So how do you feel when you go into, because it's a classroom y'all go into?
Right, and we're talking about professional skills and things of that nature. So what are some things that we talk about?
We talk about how to be, like, how to be professional, how to be, like, con, how to don't be messy and mind your business.
Yeah, babe, mind your business, boo. Can you tell some grown folk that? Can you say, grown folks need to know how to mind their business
mind
too, all right?
Business.
Mind your business. Mind the business that pays you. That's what I be telling folks. I just mind my business.
What does it mean to be professional, Brooke?
It means to be, like, if you, can I give her, like, an example?
Yes.
Like, if you go up to a store and they ask you, how's your day? May I take your order? They not being rude or they not talking about other topics. They just trying to do their job and other not trying to be messy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right. Well, I'm excited about your future, sweetheart. I'm excited about all the things you've already learned, and I'm super excited about the things that you will learn, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you got to talk to me, too. So are you one of the advisors?
I am one of the board members.
All right, board member. So what does it mean for you to be a board member of Running with the Vision, of Mentoring with the Vision?
It means a great deal to help children. It means a great deal to help children stay out of trouble, give them pointers on how to stay out of trouble. I've been in education for 22 years, so just to see different things occur in student lives, and most of them get in trouble just because they don't have that positive input from adults or somebody overall to love them.
Yeah.
So if you're showing love, then they'll stay out of trouble.
Right. And you know, I always tell people, love is an action word, right? If the children know that how much you love them, how much you care, I think you can get the children to do what you need them to do.
Yes.
And then they know that you have accountability, right?
Yes.
And so, Dr. Burks, when you're in these schools, how are you
recruiting the children, because we know it's a choice for the kids to have to want to be a part of it, right? Like it's a choice that they want to play basketball. Right. It's a choice that they want to play football. So kind of talk about that as well.
So for Craigmont Middle, basically the principal, Dr. Lakeisha Haywood, selected the students. We had, you know, specific criteria for those students, and she selected them for me to come in to actually work with the students one-on-one. Because she knew that the students could benefit from conflict resolution skills, life skills, professional skills. You know, there are issues within the school every day. There are struggles that students experience, right? Just going to school and having those friends that are maybe trying to lead them down the wrong path, make wrong decisions. And so she knew that, you know, there would be specific students within her building that could benefit from the organization.
Right. And so when you're doing what you're doing, talk about what does it look like when you're teaching them professional skills?
So we talk about various scenarios. If you are in this situation, how would you handle it? Or if you had to send an email, how would you send that email? What are some words that you probably should use, shouldn't use? Should you send an email with abbreviated words, right? Because a lot of times we, or students, they text. And when they send text messages, they shorten words. But they have to know that when you're writing a letter or an email, that it has to be professional, that you have to spell out all the words. You have to spell them correctly. You have to dress a certain way. You have to perform a certain way. You know, you have to carry yourself a certain way. Your demeanor means a lot. And the people that you are hanging with, like they say, birds of a feather flock together.
Absolutely.
And so usually if you're hanging with people that are doing negative things, then other people are going to feel like you are doing those same things.
Absolutely.
So you want to keep yourself away from that type of environment.
Absolutely. And so we have another beautiful young lady here. Tell us your name and tell us your experience.
My name is Christian. It helps us, like, learn business etiquette and, like, social skills, how to be professional.
All right. So tell us how important it is for your level of influence to others.
It's important because, like, you can't influence people in a bad way because it reflects on you and them.
All right. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm super excited. So I know, Dr. Burks, there's a big fundraiser that's coming up, y'all. Yay. Big fundraiser, y'all. And we got to make sure that we are supporting. Last year, y'all, I had an opportunity to go. It was super duper fantastic. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Kind of talk about that fundraiser. Talk about this big spring community fling. Talk about it.
So Saturday, April the 12th, we have Mentoring with the Visions Community Spring Fling. It will be held at the Holy Nation Church, located at 3333 Old Brownsville Road. And Miss Bridget right here, Miss Bridget Atkins, is spearheading this event. Bridget, can you give them your number so that they could call you if they would like to be a vendor for this event?
Yes.
Sure, I can. Bridget Atkins. My number, 901-406-2699.
Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that. And so on this day, we will have vendors, community members, the Memphis Police Department, the Fire Department. We have various vendors selling, you know, a lot of items. Last year, we had an animal farm. We have DJ, bouncers, food trucks. This is a free event. So please, please, please bring your family and friends out to our event. The band and the choir at Craigmont Middle School will also perform. We will have a fashion show as well. So it will be a day full of fun events. It is free to the community, and we hope to see you all there.
I love it, y'all. Let me tell y'all, it's last year was amazing. It's going to be super duper this amazing. If you are a vendor or community partner, you definitely want to be there. Great traffic, great fun, but more so, we're doing an amazing thing of giving back to an organization that is giving so much to us, and that's serving our children.
Dr. Burks is very committed to making sure the lives of our children are being blessed in every way, y'all. And so it makes me feel really, really good to see how these young people that came in, y'all, they had an opportunity to get a little feedback on what we, who we are here at WYXR 91.7. Our slogan is Raised by the Sound. And there's a sound that these young people got to make in our community. It's going to continue to transform our community. I know you guys got to get away. And so, board member, why don't you give us your parting words, your last words?
We love the committee.
Oh, Lord.
I want to add something.
Okay.
I know that when you have an organization, a lot of times people focus on the person, you know, the director or the CEO. But I literally could not have done this without the board members, right? We have magnificent board members. Bridget is one of the board members as well. And we also have ambassadors who are considered our boots on the ground. And without their help, this could not occur. It's a lot of work. If you have a nonprofit organization, you know that it can be a lot of work, and you definitely need the help of your board members and ambassadors to assist you along the way. And I just want to publicly say thank you for your time, for your efforts with assisting us over the past 3 years with moving this organization forward. It could not have been done without you. Bridget Atkins, Audra Jones, Jean Robinson, Van Snyder, Sherry McKinney, and Sonia Fleming. I would like to, you know, give a shout out to them just for their help with everything and moving us forward. And also my ambassadors. It's 8 of them, so I can't name all of them either. So
I love it. I love it. So young people, I want y'all come up here and I want y'all to give some shouts out to your parents, because your parents are holding it down, making sure. So I want you go ahead, give me some on either mic. Y'all just start it off. Come on, tell me about your shout out your mommies, your granddaddies, your auntie, your uncle, whomever you want to shout out.
I want to shout out my dad.
What's your
y'all,
dad's name?
Y'all should go check out his YouTube. It's Chubb from Frasier.
What's your dad's name?
Rico Burnett.
And what's your name?
Lauren.
Okay. Thank you, Lauren.
She love my dad. She a girl.
No, that's right.
Come on,
tell me your name.
Come on, Kendall.
My name is Kendall. I want to shout out my mom.
And what's your mom's name?
Linda Edwards.
Linda Edwards. All Thank right. you, Ms. Edwards.
Yes, step it up.
My name is Brooke, and I want to shout out my mama, Jasmine Bowden.
All right. Thank you. And Christian, what's your mom's name?
Maisha Eubanks.
Right. Thank you, Miss Eubanks.
Yeah, thank you, parents. You know, a lot of times we see our children, and there's so many parents that's putting it down, working multiple jobs and making a lot of things happen for their children to be successful. And so to every parent that is out there, thank you, especially to these amazing parents that sacrifice to get their children here on spring break.
Spring break.
To have an experience. It means something. Y'all enjoying the experience, right?
Yes.
Because life is all about experience. Have y'all been to Crosstown before?
No.
Oh my God, y'all gonna enjoy it, okay? Y'all, they're having a great tour. And listen, if you have a youth group or young, definitely reach out to me. I love to make sure we embark and put out our children so they can see everything.
And
Dr. Burks?
Since we're shouting out parents, I want to shout out to my mama. I know you're listening. Bobby Burks, I truly appreciate you and love you.
All right, mama. Listen, if your mama like my mama, she tried to catch all that I do, and I said, Mama, you can't, babe. You can't. And she's like, well, I just miss you on it. Baby, you can't now. It's okay, sugar.
She's listening. I know she's listening.
Because you know what? Ain't nothing like a proud mama. All right, Mama Burks. Thank you for birthing such a beautiful young lady, okay? All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. I know y'all going to grab eat, and I'm going to continue to enjoy this. Let me give a little song. It's called Medley, God Bless Our Love. I think I feel like that love thing right now, y'all. All right?
Swimming. Ooh.
Hey, this is Mike from Somewhere There. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7. We'll go on a journey across genres and decades, only here at WYXR, 91.7 FM Memphis.
Oh, yeah, y'all. I'm super excited. You're right here on 91.7 WYXR, Raised by the Sound. I just had some amazing people in the studio with me. They were amazing. Mentoring with a Vision. Look at all those young people, y'all. They have great stories. They're going to be amazing. They're going to be doing great things. And I'm super excited that they came out to hang out on the studio with me today. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I want to shout out to Markel Atkins, a young man. That is just started his ambulance service. That's pretty cool, right? He has a need, and I love it. You know, we all have a need, so you got to get your need. I love it. So let me tell you, there's a lot of great things that's happening in our city, a lot of great people that is doing great things. But I will tell you on today, no matter what is going on in your life, I challenge you to love somebody today. Life is so precious. Oh my God, it's a precious thing. And I tell you, love life and live life and love each other. So many times we be so into what's going on and we miss the moment. Take every time as a moment to tell somebody that you love them, that you care for them. You want to see the best for them. And I just believe that. I'm grateful for every opportunity that the Lord has given us on today. Let me tell y'all some great things happening. If you want to win some giveaways, we got giveaways too, y'all. Tickets.wyxr.org. You need to check it out, all right, y'all? So if y'all would, let's hear a little good music, okay? Because I think I need that.
I love you. I've had time to think about what I did wrong. What we did made no sense at all. I was, you were,
we were fools
to walk away.
Love we shared.
Thinking about the price of time we have to pay.
I don't understand.
that song there is special to me. That is dedicated to my brother, the life and legacy of Pastor Ricky D. Floyd. I don't want to say goodbye. You know, in this thing called life, y'all, if you ever, ever have a true friend, let me tell you, you better hold on to a true friend. True friends don't come every day. And God bless me with a true friend. God bless me with a person that loved unconditionally. God bless me with somebody that knew God, believed God, and lived for God. And so if somebody asks me, what will be his legacy? I say he was a man of service. You know, no man know the day nor the hour. But one thing I do know, that if you gotta go, at least you got somewhere to go. My brother knew the Lord. He knew him for real. Peace, y'all. Let me get out this radio show. I just want to tell everybody listening on 91.7 WYXR, do yourself a favor. Love, 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 love. Love somebody today. Life is short. And I want you to know this, that I love you. I absolutely, positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Even on today, we're going to make this day great. Because I trust God. Do you trust him? Listen, y'all, keep it locked every Wednesday right here. Let's have a talk with Talisa. Truly, it's been a talk. All right, y'all, be blessed. It's my prayer for you. Keep it locked right here to 91.7. Until next Wednesday, be blessed is my prayer for you. Gonna be him and me. Everybody's deciding which side they're gonna choose. Place your bets on Rufus. I sure can't lose.
Cut you down, wanna leave. my soul and my baby. I got to have my soul and my baby, because she mixes with me like pepper mixed with salt. Here's the cool thing about it, she can turn me on.
Support for WYXR comes from Germantown Performing Arts Center, presenting the Sam Grisman Project, the music of Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, on Friday, March 21st, a platform built by Sam Grisman and his friends to showcase their passion and appreciation for the legacy of his father, David Grisman, Jerry Garcia, and other musical icons. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Playhouse on the Square, presenting Seussical, March 14th through April 12th. A journey through themes of friendship and community, capturing the essence of Dr. Seuss's characters from Horton the Elephant to Cat in the Hat and more. School matinees available Tuesday through Friday at 9:15 and 11 a.m. and public performances Saturday at 2 p.m. Tickets and more information can be found at playhouseonthesquare.org.
Mempho presents Shell Days Music Festival, returning to the Overton Park Shell on Saturday, April 19th, featuring music from Lettuce, Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, Grace Bowers, and more. Tickets and more information can be found at memphopresents.com.
WYXR.
Where can it be?
every time I look into your eyes. And I found that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow when you walked into my life. Oh, I'm a lucky guy for needing you, a lucky guy to be with you. So lucky am I to be loved by you.
Hi, this is Lady K, and you're listening to WYXR 91.